Time for our daily tech and business report. We're joined by Bloomberg's Thomas Buckley. Disney unveiling a number of big changes coming to its theme parks at its D23 Expo over the weekend. So, Thomas, let's talk about what they announced.
Absolutely. So in Florida, where the Walt Disney World flagship theme park is, they're developing a land devoted to villains. And the ambition there is really quite huge. So you can imagine characters such as Cruella de Vil, Scar and Ursula populating the area, which is set to be about as big as Galaxy's Edge, which is the Star Wars themed land at Disneyland. So really a very impressive ambition there. And then part of its frontier land, also at Walt Disney World, is going to be converted to be themed after the Pixar franchise Cars. In California, closer to home for myself and for yourself, I imagine, there's going to be an Avatar land, which was already well flagged, but something that consumers are incredibly excited about, as well as other new rides. So really a very exciting time for the parks business at Disney.
Now, everybody's thinking about how much this is going to cost and whether this is going to be an increase in ticket prices. And people are already struggling with the increase in prices, right? Have we seen a drop in visitors?
So we certainly are starting to see attendance stagnate across the wider theme park industry in the U.S., which is interesting. I think that, you know, visitations were about 300 million last year, expected to be around flat or down, you know, mid-single digits this year. I think that what we are seeing is a factor of several different instances. I think that certainly a lot more people are starting to travel based on the strength of the dollar. So that means going abroad, you know, visiting the likes of Paris during the Olympics. That's taken away from some of the visits that we have seen at the parks in the US. And you are absolutely right. The prices have been increasing for a long time. In fact, for the past decade. And I think that we're starting to hit something of a pricing wall wherein consumers will only be putting up with so much. But on the flip side, new attractions like these will be a driver of demand and should be getting people back into the parks in the longer term.
Well, how about travel? Because it sounds like they're building four new cruise ships. And I was wondering to what extent, you know, cruising and travel is a part of the Disney empire.
It's very interesting. So obviously the activations that we see on the experiences side of the business at Disney has always been really contained to the parks for the longest time. I think that the introduction of the cruise line has been incredibly successful for Disney. It shows that actually the brand can travel very well, is not fixed to a single either destination or port. And because it's been such a booming business for them over the years, as you say, they're introducing four new cruise ships, the first of which should set sail in 2027, the last of which, after being built, should set sail in 2031. That will bring the total fleet up to 13, which is an impressive number for the business that Disney is.
You know, like you mentioned, Disneyland is closer to both you and us here in the Bay Area. How soon do we see these new additions?
So across the board, all of the announcements that Disney made over its D23 fan event weekend, which also includes in Disneyland, the doubling of its Avengers campus in line with the Avatar land that we just discussed, all of these attractions are going to be built, or at least construction will commence in the next 5 years. So there's no fixed timeline as to when we can expect these attractions to come to the fore, but certainly they will break ground on them in the next 5 years.
Thanks for keeping track of all of this for us, Thomas. That is Bloomberg's Thomas Buckley. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, you can tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.